talking with Heather Buckmaster from the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, we're at the tail end of 2016. I know that you've wrapped up, obviously, your fiscal year a few weeks ago. Your fiscal year 2016, I know, was a good one because you had a lot of success stories in how you were able to promote beef on behalf of Oklahoma's cattle producers.
Absolutely. We participated with other state beef councils this year. We've done it for the last couple of years as part of a five-state marketing campaign, really focused and keying in on those key population states such as California and New York. We want to go where the people are, and we want to be able to invest where the people are. And so this campaign really focused in on increasing their knowledge and awareness and usage of the Beef It's What's for Dinner website, which is truly our key website, our key destination to drive consumers and drive our millennial consumers to for information and beef education. And so if we just looked at that Oklahoma, our piece of the pie and impact of that, we were able to drive 86,000 views of the Beef It's What's for Dinner website, which means people were spending time on the website, flipping through the different recipes, getting more ideas. And then we had 137,000 views of those online videos that provide that additional inspiration. And we believe this is so important. We're working to engage consumer and millennial consumers and increase their beef education and their beef purchases.
I know that there was a conscious effort at the national level to kind of consolidate all the various checkoff related websites and go with that one banner site, Beef It's What's for Dinner.
Yes, that's in process right now. And what they've learned and through a lot of research is that they need to find a way to really have that one shot, one stop destination for whether you're a food service, whether you're retail, whether you're within the medical community looking for information. It's been quite a task because we've had a lot of websites. We've had beef retail, beef food service, beef nutrition, beef research. And so we've had all these different websites. So really being able to bring it down to one destination, we believe, is important.
Now, one of the things that you've been able to do with checkoff dollars here at the state level, you've been able to put some of those toward influencing people that influence the consumer, and especially in the medical community.
Yes. We all know when the information, the research is done and they ask people who they trust for nutrition advice, physicians come out as number one. And so we've had a long-term focus in Oklahoma in many different programs on the medical community. This past year, we had the opportunity and really the honor of bringing in Dr. Richard Raymond, who is an MD. We have found MDs listen best to other MDs. And he's former Undersecretary of Food Safety. So he was able to really break down the myths and facts of antibiotics usage in food animal health, and we believe such programs are so important. We're working to really educate the medical community on antibiotic stewardship in the food animal community and in the food animal community.
You've got obviously those type of efforts. You've worked with several other key groups, the dietitians and other practitioners as well.
Yes. Specifically this year, we've made it a goal, and we will continue to have it as a goal, that the dietetic intern programs, and there's three in the state, and these are future nutrition health professionals that we want to make sure not one of them graduates without us having that opportunity to really have given that gate-to-plate experience to learn about how we produce beef in the U.S., help them learn about the science of beef nutrition. And one of the ways we do this is through media training, and that's something that we can bring to the table that provides a great benefit to them in their careers, but at the same time, it provides us that opportunity to educate them about beef nutrition. So this past year, we had about 45 dietetic interns that went through the program in different formats, and we'll continue to do that into 2016. And also additionally into 2017, we're very excited. We have a National Speakers Bureau that's funded through the Beef Checkoff, and it's always focused in on dietitians, which are very important. But this year they're expanding the speakers to provide some speakers that will really resonate within the medical community. And so we're excited about having those opportunities in the future.
I know that you've also been very, very engaged with trying to influence those younger consumers, teens and even before that.
Yes, absolutely. We've had a long-time program, and we continue it to this day because it's so impactful. As we call it the Beef for the Classroom program. And a lot of these classrooms, when they're teaching in the kind of food and consumer sciences, family and consumer science classes, they wouldn't have the money in the school system to prepare beef and teach beef. And so we've this year we had almost 5,000 students that went through beef cookery and education because of those beef checkoff dollars. $1,000. But also on the other side of it, with our FFA youth, we had almost 500 kids get their Masters of Beef Advocacy training, which means that we have that next generation of beef advocates that we're working to bring to fruition.
Looking ahead, you're already in your new fiscal year for 2017. What are a couple of keys that Beef Council is really focusing on?
Well, this past year, we had a consumer print campaign. They're really focusing on introducing farming and ranching families. It had a readership. We reached a readership of 2 million people, helping to really help educate producers, consumers about how we produce beef in Oklahoma, introducing them to the family. So this year we're going to really beef up our website to continue that approach. We're going to localize our social media, and we feel like it's so important that people want to know about how we produce beef in Oklahoma, so it's important to introduce them to the families that do it.
So that transparency factor is a key, you think?
Yes, absolutely. Being able to really focus in on their questions, get their questions answered. There's so many, you know, every time I'm out with consumers, I'm always amazed at how their questions are thoughtful. They just want to know more information. So we want to be able to provide that springboard for it, but also help to kind of localize that approach on beef and beef cookery and beef education. Mm-hmm. But finally, I think our one of our biggest focuses in 2017 will be to continue to support the export market. We know the export market is absolutely key to dealing with this beef supply issue, quite frankly, this mountain of beef issue that we have. I know right now Oklahoma Beef Checkoff dollars through the Federation are helping to support additional efforts going into the January time period, the Asian holiday time period in Asia, for additional promotions to help with beef purchases.
You've got obviously some key countries that buy a lot of U.S. beef, and those extra dollars from Oklahoma do make a difference.
Absolutely. We know from research that every dollar that we invest is matched up to 3 and 4 times. But if you really look back on our research where they looked at the impact of those investments, for every dollar invested in the export market, the return back to the industry is $45. So the more that we can invest in that export market, we can help drive growth and help support beef demand in U.S.